This is HPR episode 2755 entitled, My YouTube Subscriptions #2, and is part of the series, YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 22 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, part 2 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode, and I'm going to do another installment of my YouTube channel subscriptions, because I'm sure everyone is just sitting there on the edge of their seat wanting to know, what else does he follow? Now, one of the things that I mentioned last time is that pretty much I have gotten away from broadcast or cable television almost entirely and switched to YouTube and online stuff. And obviously, there's a lot of channels that I'm interested in. You know, the thing about YouTube is that, which is different from television, television is broadcasting. It's looking for mass audiences. And so if you can't bring in a large number of people, it just doesn't make sense. It's not feasible. The thing about YouTube is you can have small audiences, and that's fine. You know, I have my own YouTube channel. I think I've got one video on it right now. I may add more, but you know, you don't have to be searching for a mass audience. And if you're looking for things that you want to watch, you know, it might be something that you and five other people in the world deeply care about, and no one else gives a damn. That's okay. You can do that. You know, you might listen to my list of things and say, boy, there isn't anything there I want to watch. Okay, fine. So you and I would have very different tastes. I think it is worth understanding that it does give you that option to sort of follow your bliss and find out what are the things that you might be interested in doing. So I'm going to pick up from where I left off last time. And I'm going to talk about a channel by a fellow named Anthony Robustelli. Now, he's kind of a music analyst of various kinds. He's done stuff on the Beatles. He's done stuff on Steely Dan. And I find what he does very interesting. And, you know, he's also got a podcast that I subscribe to. And so I think, you know, it's well worth paying attention if that's the kind of thing you're interested in. I think I found him originally because of the stuff he did on the Beatles. And then it was like, oh, Steely Dan, another one of my favorites. Great. So it gives me something to follow. And another one is called Apple Scruff Radio. And this is an offshoot of a radio program out of Los Angeles that's Breakfast with the Beatles. It's on a radio station out there. You can find it on the internet and download it like a podcast, although it doesn't have an RSS feed, but that's another issue entirely. But there's a page. There's a fellow who's a big Beatles fan who has created a page where he gives you links to all these different shows, and you know, you can get it through there. But anyway, Apple Scruff Radio, it's, talking about what's going on with, and it's kind of a little bit out of date, I think, at this point, but, it's there. Then Arthur C. Clarke Center for Human Imagination. This is at the University of California, San Diego, I believe. They set up this Arthur C. Clarke Center. And the idea is that they bring in major people in science or science fiction or what have you. So, recently they've had Roger Penrose on there. New Cosmological View of Dark Matter. An Evening with George R.R. Martin and Kim Stanley Robinson. An Evening with, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Cixin Liu and John Scalzi, a couple of science fiction writers, and so on. So it's interesting. There is also, again, an audio podcast that you can get as well. So this is, it's kind of fun to check this one out. Then there's one called Baker Street. This is, I think many people are probably, if you're at all interested in that sort of thing, you might know about Benedict Cumberbatch's take on the Sherlock Holmes canon, where he's playing Sherlock Holmes, but it's in contemporary times. This particular one was a couple of women, so it's also in contemporary times, but Holmes and Watson are both women, and I found it interesting. And Sherlock Holmes is another one of those interests that I have. I'm a member of our local Sherlock Holmes Society, which is called, our local branch is called the Arcadia Mixture. So something I found to be fun. Next, BBC Earth Unplugged. So this is a nature thing. So they did some things about auroras, myths and legends. Could the Northern Lights signal a global catastrophe? What diseases frozen in ice could be hidden? Rare animals of Singapore's botanic gardens, surviving in Alaska, life below zero. So it's an interesting little thing. And these are probably up to 10 minutes, these particular videos. You don't have to invest a ton of your life into them, but they're fun. Then there's one called Brain Stuff. It looks like it may have pod faded on us, but I'll put it in here anyway. So it just looking at odd things in science or what have you. How do GPS coordinates work? Can smoking a scorpion get you high? How does a gas nozzle know when to shut off? So, just little stuff, and these are usually 3-4 minutes. Looking at it, it looks like it's been probably a couple of years since they published anything, so I think they're probably gone by now, but I'll put them in the show notes anyway, because you can always go back and watch the ones they put out. The next one is Candy Rat Records. So they basically, their focus of Candy Rat Records is primarily about guitar music. And I found out about them through a Canadian fingerstyle guitarist named Don Ross, who moved onto this label. And I have been following Don Ross since his very first CD, actually. And I think he's an absolutely fantastic musician. So this label does some very intelligent promotion. They put out these videos on YouTube with links that, this is a This particular song comes off of this CD that was just released, and if you like it, you can buy the CD. Here's the link, blah blah blah. You know, it's an intelligent use of the medium for promotion, unlike some labels that it's like, no, no, you got to take that down. You can't do that. Which probably explains why a lot of musicians can't sell their music anymore, because the labels are idiots. So Candy Rat Records, that's a fun one. I like that. Now, the next channel is called Cheryl Brin, which is not really the most accurate title, because Cheryl is the wife of the science fiction author and scientist David Brin. And so this is really the channel where David Brin occasionally does a little bit of a rant. Now, I like David Brin. I think he's really smart. And I also follow his blog and, you know, what have you. So on this channel, okay, Dune the movie, good versus evil. Sci-fi and cinema, should movies include civilization? Privacy in an age of surveillance. Active SETI, should we beam to aliens? There's a lot of interesting things. So, you know, the length of these varies. I think some of the longer ones might be 15 minutes. The shorter ones might be 2 or 3 minutes. Now, the next one is Colonial Airstream, which is a company. It's a business. They sell Airstreams. That's a type of recreational vehicle. And we talked about that last time. So, you know, they do a lot of demos, walkthroughs, what have you. They are regarded as one of the premier dealers in the United States that you can trust to, you know, be honest and do the right thing. That does not necessarily mean they're the cheapest, but they're the most reliable. All right, the next one I want to mention is something called Computer File. There's a fellow, Brady, who started all of these things. So it's a channel, in this case, about computers. And I guess Brady is based at the University of Nottingham in England, because that's where most of these people are on the faculty. Computer File is all about computer topics. You know, here's one on secure copy vulnerability, running a SQL injection intact, why electronic voting is a bad idea, and so on. So, you know, it's basically it's some sort of computer thing. It might be a how-to. It might be security. You don't know. You know. So they've done things on how images are processed and what have you. Okay, the next one. Is Couches RV Nation, and this is again a dealer channel. So this is a place to get information about new RVs coming onto the market, do walkthroughs and what have you. Darren Kitchen has a channel. Now, this is separate from the Hack 5 channel. They're two separate things. This is more personal kind of stuff. Having fun at the Hack 5 office. Kirby is eating my salad. Uncovering a hidden graffiti canvas northeast of San Francisco. You know, it's a little more lighthearted than the Hack 5, which is more hardcore security. Next, Don Ross. Now, I mentioned Don Ross when I was talking about Candy Rat Records. He has his own channel. I subscribe to that channel. I believe I have just about every CD that he has recorded. Or if I find one I don't have, you can count on me picking it up. So whenever he announces a new CD, I just, you know, take my money. Because I really like what he does. So it's something called fingerstyle, which if you don't understand, it basically you're not using a pick and strumming. It's all in your fingers. And so on his right hand, he actually has artificial fingernails, you know, the kind that women use, but he's got them glued on so that he can use them to use his fingers to pick the strings. Very interesting technique. Next one, Duet Justice. And this is another RV one, slightly interesting take on it because they build this as alternative plus sustainable plus healthy living. And those are all things that appeal to me. So I like being sustainable. I like being healthy. And, you know, that's a good thing. The next channel, I'm just going to mention my sister has one. I'm not going to put it in the show notes. It's purely family stuff. But it just I just mentioned it at this point to illustrate what I was talking about, that you can have, you know, a lot of personal interests here. So she put up a nice little video of my of her child singing Like Other Girls from Daddy Long Legs in a school play. So cool. Fire Sign Theater. You know, there's only of the four of them, only two are still alive. The years have gone by. Unfortunately, Phil Austin and Peter Bergman have left the scene, but Phil Proctor and Dave Osman are still around. You know, they've done occasionally get some interviews and things like that. I'm a big Fire Sign Theater fan. Again, I got a boatload of their recordings. You know, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus. Some classic stuff from the 60s and 70s. And there's a channel, and this is a friend of mine. I will actually put this in because what he did is he did a channel, and I think he's mostly given it up, but I'll probably mention it anyway. He did this channel to he would record videos from his Linux users group or from conventions he went to or what have you. So I don't know. Actually, I don't think there's anything very current there, so maybe I'll leave that out of the show notes. Next one is a musician, Hannah Malhas. And Hannah is from this, was living in the same area that I'm in southeastern Michigan, but her heritage is Arabic, and she has moved to Jordan and is now recording music there. And you know, we saw her at a local club and really liked her music, and so I'm subscribed to her channel and keep involved in what's going on with that. Now, next one is called Healthcare Triage with Dr. Aaron Carroll. As you know from my series, I am very interested in keeping up with information about health and healthcare, and I really look for reliable, scientifically valid information. And well, here's a YouTube channel that gives it to me about, you know, once a week or so in 5-minute doses. So, you know, a number of things. Salt and heart failure. And basically saying, you know, the whole thing about salt being deadly has been overdone. So, you know, sometimes it's debunking stuff. Or another one about hospital closings and the fact that so many rural hospitals are closing, and that's going to have a very negative effect on health. It's U.S.-centric, so a lot of the stuff has to do with health policy in the United States. If you're in another country, you might not be interested in that part of it. Again, the nice thing, if when you subscribe to a channel and turn on notifications, you can take a look at the description and say, eh, I don't care, and skip over it. You know, it's not going to cause you any problems. And there's one called How Stuff Works. And this is, you know, it's a fun little thing. They drop these things into the feed, you know, maybe like once a month or so. You know, can 3D printing help people walk? How physics helps animals fly? So just little, and you know, these are like 2-3 minute long videos on average. And Jeff Pivar. Jeff Pivar is, if I have this right, the child of David Crosby. And I don't know all the details of this, but I think what happened basically is that, you know, David Crosby had this kid and just sort of didn't really know much about it. And then they reunited later on. And then it turned out the kid was also a musician. So they put together a group, Crosby, Pivar, and Raymond. And they've done some nice stuff. And so, you know, he's got a child who is doing good music, sometimes with him, sometimes without. And so I subscribe to this channel and you know, somewhat infrequently I get notification that another video got put up there. So, and this is sort of like, with podcasts, I don't know about you, but you know, there are podcasts where I haven't seen anything in months, but I leave it in my podcatcher because I never know when someone's going to drop something in there. And at a certain point, I'll just decide, okay, like there was one that Door-to-Door Geek did called Linux for the Rest of Us. And I finally just said, you know, I gave up. It's like, you know, I just was going so long without any kind of thing in the feed that I unsubscribed. But, it, you know, you can leave stuff in here. And the thing with these YouTube is I'll only get a notification if they put a video in there. So it's as simple as that. And with that, I think, again, we've gone long enough. We're approaching the 22-minute mark. So I think it's time for me to sign off. As always, reminding you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.